The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As well, the one thing everyone's going to be talking about over the next few days, because we are obsessed with weather in this country, is indeed the weather. Very, very heavy frost this morning. If you're just getting up, or if you've been to work already and had to get the kettle out, Joanna Donnelly of Met Éireann is with us. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
Look, it is, let's put it bluntly, going to be quite the roller coaster this weekend.
Yeah, it's cold. So we were really far north of the cold polar front and the skies are clear. So that's why the temperatures are low. They're starting from a lower base today, so they'll be cold through the day. Overnight tonight, still another very, very cold night ahead. There's possibly a little bit of an easterly breeze, so the temperatures might not go quite as low along the east coast, but they're still forecast to be fairly far below freezing. And I'm looking out the window. I'm not getting on my bike today because that is a frosty road I'm looking at.
Yeah, it certainly is. Driving in this morning, you could see the ice crystals on the road, particularly on the untreated roads. Now, the one thing that Met Éireann is very good at is forecasting rain. And you are forecasting rain this weekend, but it is much harder to predict where snow is going to fall in Ireland, isn't it?
It is. It's because of the temperate climate that we have. We've got that southeast airflow coming up over the warm Atlantic, the Gulf Stream, keeping us warm. And it puts us in a different position to our neighbours to the east of us. The UK get a lot more snow because they haven't got as much of an influence from the Atlantic. So I think a lot of people think, why are they getting snow and we're not when we're so close? But there's a very, very fine line between what turns rain to snow, and it happens over Ireland. When the rain gets heavy, what happens is it pulls the cold air down from the north. And there's another thing happening as those raindrops fall through the cold air, and it's called the latent heat evaporation. That costs energy from the air around the raindrop. That turns it to a crystal of snow as well. It's a tiny, tiny little difference between, it's not even a degree of difference in the air temperature, and it's a mechanism that is just happening right over Ireland. So sometimes it's sleet, sometimes it's snow, and sometimes it's rain.
Yeah, and this weekend...
sometimes it's all three at the same time, by the way.
Exactly, that's going to say, sometimes we get all three. And I suspect there's a lot of parts of the country are going to see all three over the next few days, are they?
Yeah, do you remember in the spring we had an event where there was a lot of snow in certain places? I was off work at the time, and I just said to Harm, I don't care because I'm not at work. And it was raining here in Portmarnock, and the next suburb over, a couple of miles down the road, Clontarf was covered in snow. So that's the fine line. It's a millimetre of rain gives a centimetre of snow. So a millimetre of rain isn't an awful lot of rain, but a centimetre of snow is lots of snow.
Yeah,
so it's a real small difference.
People are going to have to really pay attention to the forecast as we get closer to this event. And it would appear Saturday evening into Sunday is when we have at most risk of seeing that wintry precipitation. But the big concern that I can see looking at the forecast is actually Sunday into Monday when it freezes.
Absolutely. That's when it gets dangerous, of course. And that cold air is staying with us through the week too. So any snow that does fall, usually in Ireland, when the snow falls, you know, the kids run out, make a snowman, and then it disappears because it melts fairly quickly here. But we're really far north of the cold polar front. So any snow that lies is probably going to stay. And that's where you see those low, low temperatures showing up, because overlying snow, absolutely no radiation gets through. Any radiation getting through is reflected off the snow. That's snow's job. Snow's job is to reflect away the radiation. That's what keeps the polar ice caps snowy up there. So if we get that lying snow, then the temperatures really, really start to go low and the snow doesn't melt.
Will we be looking, Joanna, and I know it's probably a meeting that's going to happen in Glasnevin involving other government departments as well. Are we looking at further weather warnings, do you think?
There'll definitely be further weather warnings over the next few days as we try. I mean, I'm trying to explain how difficult it is to pinpoint where the difference happens between sleet and snow. But as we try to nail down where the areas that we expect to see snow lying or falling or sticking, we'll be trying to issue those warnings and trying to stay in touch and keeping it. But it's dynamic. So really people need to be staying aware and focusing on their area, their vulnerabilities, where they're traveling to, how to get back from where they're traveling to, because the timing will be, you know, it might be fine where you're setting off. There might be snow where you land. They might be fine where you land, and it might be snowing when you're trying to get back. So you want to really keep an eye on what your vulnerabilities are over the next few days and keep an eye on those warnings as they come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Met.ie, and indeed we'll have them all here on Newstalk and the website newstalk.com as well. Joanna, you're a busy woman. I mean, the weather won't put you off the dancing prep now, will it?
Do you know, I've never been such a compartmentalizer in my life. I'm here dressed and ready to dance. I'll be back dressed and ready to forecast later on. I think if I put the gym gear on, I'm in dance mode. If I put the fancy clothes on, I'm in weather mode. It's I live and breathe weather. So I'm you know, dancing on ice here.
That's a different show. No, hang on a second. Dancing with the Stars first.
As I said those words, I went, jeez, I can't even dance on a wooden floor, never mind.
Well, anyway, look, we'll see you on the television, whether it's the forecasting or the dancing, but you'll definitely be there over the next while. Joanna Donnelly at Met Air, pleasure as always, Joanna. Thank you very much for that. And do keep a close eye on the weather forecast over the next few days. It does look like we will see snow in many parts of the country, but it might be rain first, then it could be sleet. And then it's all going to freeze Sunday into Monday by the looks of it. We'll come back to that at the top of the next hour to talk about the potential impact of that.